We're going to talk with comedian extraordinaire Tommy Davidson, and he's going to talk to us about Turner Network's number one watch show, Black Dynamite. So let's talk about it. Tommy, welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. Talk to us a little bit about Black Dynamite on Adult Swim.
Black Dynamite is a takeoff of the old black exploitation movie Shaft and Superfly and Dolomite, and taking that, adapted an animated series from a movie called Black Dynamite, came out about 5 years ago. And it's kicking ass. Everybody loves it. Number one on Turner, like right as they said. And we premiered on October the 18th. The show's been running fresh episodes, so we want people to tune in and see something very special.
Adult Swim being a favorite network of Joe and myself, Tommy, but you playing, I just love this, the trusty sidekick, Cream Corn.
Oh, trusty indeed. You got trusty jumpsuits, too. You got a fresh new jumpsuit every episode. I just started.
That's nice. Did they stay true to form and make it out of polyester, or do you actually breathable fabric?
You got to stay true to form. You know, he's one of these brothers that wears the curlers, you know.
And man, I'll tell you, you do have a lot going on. You've got Black Dynamite, which is hysterical, and a lot of the stuff on Adult Swim, it's hysterical, it's a little irreverent. You know, it's a talented cast along with you, you know, on Black Dynamite. You've also got the Tommy Davidson comedy tour going on, which is actually kicking off this weekend in Philadelphia. Maybe moving down the road next weekend to D.C. Let's talk about that a little bit, the Tommy Davidson comedy tour and your brand of stand-up.
I don't know. I'm just kind of a combination of everybody out there. I'm the hybrid, put it that way. Happy about it. I mean, going all around the country and the world, too. You know, I've been to Afghanistan and Japan and all the different places around the world. So it's kind of like the catapult, you know, that's just keeping everything going, you know, until the next movie, until the next TV series. You know, I'm actually in your town. I like that. I like the fact that I'm getting on stage, getting to see the people that have supported me for so many years, and having a lot of fun. Unbelievable job.
And it doesn't sound like a bad one by any stretch of the imagination, but let's talk a little bit about stand-up comedy. A lot of times, stand-up comedians who break out and move on to other things, like movies, like television, like voiceover animation work based on TV, they end up kind of abandoning their stand-up roots because stand-up comedy's hard work, and it's a tough grind going on the road every weekend. Talk to us a little bit about how hard stand-up comedy is and why so many comedians really, once they break out, do get away from it.
I could always say that it would just be a money difference. You know, like, you know, you could do one movie and just, you know, chill for the rest of the year if you make the right money, you know. But stand-up is like one of those things that you got to want to do. Stand-up is like in you. Like, stand-up for me is really easy to do compared to anything else. You know, and it's more fulfilling because, you know, I'm actually going right. It's like being a doctor in a way. It's like a house call. You go into somebody's city, they come to the club, pay money, you make them laugh, they go home happy. I mean, come on.
Yeah, it doesn't get too much better than that. But you do have a serious side to your abilities as well. And you know, one of the things I've always liked about you and your work is that you're versatile. You can play pretty much anything. And you're working on a project now, which I find really intriguing because he was always one of my favorite entertainers. And that's Deconstructing Sammy and basically a bio of Sammy Davis Jr.'s early years. You got the rights to it. How is you going to do it? One-man show, movie, television? What's your current mindset on that?
The movie's the plan, you know.
Okay.
The guy deserves to have a feature, you know, a motion picture, you know. I mean, I go see, you know, Ouija and all kind of movies, you know. And this guy, you know, changed entertainment. He changed race relations in America, so I would like to bring that to the theater and have people experience, you know, one of the greatest entertainers in the world.
You know, and a follow-up to that, and we're joined by Tommy Davidson here on The Attack. How are you planning to attack this movie? Lighthearted in nature or a little bit heavier and go deeper into Sammy's impact and some of the things that he did?
It's pretty easy. You know, we're just going to put it all on the line. You know, I'm a big movie goer. So, you know, my favorite movie is, you know, Grapes of Wrath and Inherit the Wind and On the Waterfront. And, you know, these movies that have impact. So it's pretty easy to just, you know, get into the craft of it and present something. You know, you have movies like Schindler's List and Platoon and Saving Private Ryan. I mean, now those are heavy-duty movies. You know, this movie is of a different tone. This movie is about a human being who figured out how to fulfill his destiny, make people happy at the same time.
But he also had a lot of things going at him. You know, he was called an Uncle Tom. He was criticized for dating white women. I mean, he had a lot of stuff coming at him from society in the 60s when things weren't accepted as readily as they are now. And I'm sure there was a side of him that was a dark side that he had to deal with.
Oh, yeah. And I like to portray that as well, you know. But his dark side was society's dark side. You know, we sit here in 2014 after the fire had been put out, you know. But we were living in a time when, you know, you and I couldn't even use the bathroom in the same bathroom.
Hey, listen, we wouldn't even be having this conversation. You weren't allowed to talk to me.
Exactly.
That's disturbing.
So
we got to
thank the Civil Rights Movement and the Beatles.
Well, that's exactly right about that.
And Sammy.
And, yeah. You know, before we let you go, Tommy, again, break it down for us. Black Dynamite, baby. We're on Cartoon Network, Adult Swim. Let's talk about it, and let's talk about Cream Corn before we get out the door.
Black Dynamite. Incredible animation. Same guys that did the Boondocks, same director. The music, outstanding. We went to Comic-Con and kicked ass. Kids love this show. Adults love this show. It comes on, the premieres come on, the new episodes come on Sunday, I believe at 10. But they'll be running that thing for the entirety of the month and for the fall. Remember, if you want to see Black Dynamite, just go to YouTube. Black Dynamite, the animated series, and you can see all of them up to the point of the new one, which is pretty cool.
Tommy, thanks so much for a few minutes. Truly a pleasure. Anytime you want to come back on and talk comedy and talk deconstructing Sammy and anything else you got going on, you're more than welcome here on The Attack.
What happened to the Giants last night?
The Royals is what happened to the Giants last night. You have a good one, Tommy. Thanks
you
so much.
You guys too.
Bye-bye now. Tommy Davidson joining us here on Spano and Black. Yep. Bob.